Welcome to Jane Gear Publishing's podcast, Bookmarked. My name is Janie Jesse, and thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. Now, this week, we have a very special guest, Mickey Bear. And Draco had the privilege of interviewing Mickey, and she is one of our JCP authors. Now, Mickey's a very talented author, and she has written several books, but her path to JCP was actually through an acquisition of a small press that we acquired a small press a few years ago. And Mickey had published a chapter book, a chapter series, Thurston the Turtle. And she wasn't pleased with the overall book, the presentation of the book. And she was not allowed with the other publisher to have a say in the publishing process of this book. And so the end product wasn't what she envisioned. It was not the size that she envisioned. And the overall appearance was not what she had in mind. So JCP was able to bring Thurston the Turtle to life by her guidelines and her expectations. So she was finally able to see Thurston the Turtle the way it was supposed to be. So we are very happy to publish this series for her. And Mickey, like I said, has had a very successful and still does a very successful writing career. And she will share that with all you listeners out there. So Draco, take it away.
Hello to all of our listeners. Happy Friday and welcome back to Bookmarked. Today, I am chatting with Mickey Bear, author of the adorable Thurston T. Turtle series, as well as numerous other publications. Mickey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We are excited to have you on the podcast this week. We're excited to have you on our Bookmarked blog this week. And like I said, that would come out on Wednesday. So anybody that missed it, go back and give it a read and listen to this episode. So before we talk about some of the great reads that you have available, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? When did you get started writing? What was your first publication? That kind of thing.
Wow. Sure. I started writing as a child, really. It was what I used to do when I got bored or when I was done with my schoolwork. My grandmother gave me a journal, which at the time, because it looked like a book, I thought I was supposed to write stories in it. And so that's what I did. I drew pictures and little, you know, words to make these little stories. And so I've just always loved writing. It's one of those things that for me is good for my mental health. I miss it when I can't write.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So I completely understand. And I think that's so sweet and kind of a cute little story to look back on thinking, oh, I was given this journal and I thought this is a book. I write stories for this book. So I think that's wonderful. Do you still have that journal or do you still have the stories? That's so wonderful. Yeah, I absolutely love
it. And I have some of my grandmother's journals too. So I learned later, what people use journals for. So yes, I still have it because I looked at it once and I thought, oh my goodness, these are stories. What was I doing? You know, because you don't remember how you used it when you were little until you find it again, like 10, 15 years later. So yes, I kept that.
That's fantastic. I love to hear that. So I know you've been in a couple, you've been in a couple anthologies and you got several children's stories and series out there. So what was your first publication?
So the very first would be Relative Expressions, which was a collection of columns because I wrote a column for 18 years. So a few years into that, I was collaborating with someone else in the early childhood field, and she was kind of self-published her own books that went along with her trainings. And so because she had blocks of ISBN numbers and was technically her own publisher, she thought it would be really cool to publish this this book for me. And so I don't know that her company still exists. So it's not like in print, but Relative Expressions was the first thing I published.
Right. How did you you became a JCP author back in 2010 with your Thurston T. Turtle series. So how did you decide that, children's books and young readers, middle grade stories was really the direction that you wanted to take your writing?
So I actually wrote the first Thurston T. Turtle book in college, and it went through many revisions and trial and error kind of a thing with trying to get it published, many, many rejections. And every few years I would just come back to it, work on it again, send it out again. So when my youngest was about 8, I guess, I let him read it. And that was kind of the pivotal change in that whole arc, because he read it, gave it back to me and said, you could develop the characters more. And that's when I saw it from the perspective of a child, realizing that my characters didn't have, you know, they were flat. I described what they were wearing. And so that was the kind of a real turning point for me. And I completely changed the manuscript at that point and sent it off to a few more. Back then, the way the industry worked, it was more you sent to publishers versus agents in the kidlit. Right. Yeah. So I sent it to a few different publishers, and I actually ended up with, now I can't, why it's not coming to me, but the publisher was in Rose Heart Publishing, right?
Yes. We're
in Florida, and Jan Carroll actually and bought them when they decided to retire. So that's how I ended up with Jan Carroll. But they had given me contracts for 3 of those books. And I think I loved the age. I loved emergent readers. I loved early literacy. And those characters just kind of came to me. So it was just one of those things that I saw through, I guess, through the 3 books. I never could get that 4th book started, though. And so I'm not sure what happened there. But I've just always loved writing for kids.
Right. And I think that's, that's really something special that you have this moment with your son that he was able to look at it and then kind of help you develop that story. Yes. And that's really a special way to look back on that. So tell us a little bit more about the Thurston T. Turtle series. You've got 3 books now. Tell us, a little bit of the synopsis of these stories working with Thurston.
So I think everything I do touches on the outdoors. So Thurston was the teacher that I thought I was going to be because he teaches 2nd grade. And when I was coming out of college, I thought that's what I was going to be, an elementary school teacher. And things got kind of sidetracked. But he moved from the big city into the country, and that's what I was from. I had, because my cousins were in the city, we lived in the country. And so I had that perspective. And It's this newcomer to town who's trying to get established and starts meeting people. But the big thing with that story is there is a journalist, and journalism was this other thing that I love to do, who kept trying to get the scoop on Thurston T. Turtle, and he kept missing him. And so that's kind of the whole plot of that story is, by the time he finally catches up with him, everybody's already met him. So yeah, trying to deal with that.
That's so sweet. I know you mentioned possibly a 4th or in there. Have you any intention to continue the series, or are you kind of adding or stopping where you are with this one?
I you never know. I tried a couple times to write a 4th book, and I always felt like the next maybe like 4, 5, 6 would be focused on a different character. So the first 3 are Thurston T. Turtle. Maybe the next 3 would be Pruitt Possum. And then the next 3, another character from the first book. But I just never could quite get it to come together. So, right now, probably not, but maybe someday that might come back and I may move forward with it.
Right. Kind of one of those never say never type
deal. Right. Yeah. Cause you never know, as a creative person, like all of a sudden I could come up with a whole storyline for something and I have to write it down and move forward with it. So I think trying to force it doesn't really work. So when it comes, it comes. And if it doesn't, we'll do other things.
I completely agree. I did notice on your website that you have this wonderful story time section where young readers and their families can go and listen to you actually read and watch. You actually read the first series or the first book in the Thurston T. Turtle Moves to Hubberville. So I think that is so cool and so special because it's so, you know, it's just something to incredibly cherish when you get to experience the author reading their own work. So do you have any other places where readers can go and listen to you talk about some of your other stories? Or do you have plans to read any of the Thurston T. Turtle books and the other books in the series in the future for a similar audience?
So I actually did that because of COVID. So I did it as a virtual story time to just be out there and give people a taste of it and something to do online. So that's kind of where that came about. And my son, that same son, my youngest, who's also went to film school, he was the one that filmed all those for me. So then, you know, everybody got busy. And so we didn't move forward with any of the other books. But I could definitely see me at some point doing that with the other two books in that series. But there are a few videos, I think, of, I know there's one on my YouTube channel where I'm reading, I want to say a chapter or two of another book. So there are times when, there'll be a reading and I'll record it and I'll go ahead and put it on my YouTube channel. So those are there. But on my website, it's that whole Thurston T. Turtle Moves to Hubbleville book. And so each video is a chapter from that book.
Right. I think that's super cool, as I mentioned. And I know that you've got several other books out there. You've got another series that's for a little bit of an older age range. So tell us about some of the other books that you've written. And I know you've got one even coming up this year. So tell us about that.
So that series is middle grade. So it's 8 to 12 years. And those are novels. There's five in the series. In that contract. And so the first two came out in 22 and 23. Next month, the third one will come out, then another one in 25 and another one in 26. So that storyline is about, that's magical realism. So it's kind of fantasy, but in our world. So there's a Zara who's a woodland creature, a kind of a sprite-like woodland creature. And it follows her trying to save her kind. So that's like the major story arc. But then she's got different things that there's this self-discovery in the first one. And then there's more of that, but then bringing people together in the second one. And then the third one brings everybody together that she needed to get together. And then beyond that, we're looking at all of the signs that are coming together and how that affects her species. And she, of course, she interacts with humans and all of this. So you've got your story arcs for your individual ones. And then the overarching story that encompasses all five books. So that's kind of a cool project. So I'm really like, that's a lot of my time right now because right. I'm in the middle of it, but I'm actually writing book four with book three coming out, and then planning on that fifth final one.
Do you have a release date for book three or a book release party planned?
Yeah, right now it's May 17th, but with publishing, you never know. Different things can happen, so that could get bumped, but right now it's May 17th.
That is very exciting. I'm glad to hear that. Do you have upcoming events with that release that you're planning for, you know, kind of a book launch party or any interviews that you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah. So those are starting to come together. I'm doing something with our Arts Guild has a summer camp. So the last day of summer camp, I'll be visiting and we'll be doing a launch event then. And then there's another one. I'm working with the libraries. So there may be two in our library system. And I'm working with a couple of bookstores. And so those dates haven't been scheduled yet. And there there's an event in Alamance County, North Carolina. So that's going to be kind of part of it because I'm participating and the book will have just come out. So that one's, I think, June 15th or somewhere along those
like I can't remember right on hand, but right. It's in June. So when they get finalized, they go on the website on the event page. So there's like a little scrolling thing of the things that come up for that.
So readers can definitely go to your website and find all of your events and upcoming stuff. Do you have social media that they can follow you on and watch you there?
Yes. So I am Mickey Bear Author on Facebook. Let's see. Instagram, I think it's Mickey Bear. On TikTok, it's at Mickey Bear. And on X, because I started that many, many years ago. That was my first author social media. That one is at Turtle Author because of Thurston T. Turtle.
Right.
Yeah.
So readers can definitely find you there and find all of the upcoming events and follow along with you there and on your website as well. So we'll include links to all of those in the description of the podcast so readers can go and check that out and make sure they have a way to get in touch with you and you know their families can go and check that out if parents want to follow along. So I think that it is something so cool that your books, both the Thurston T. Turtle series and your older middle grade series, are really geared towards young readers and middle schoolers, which is a exciting and sometimes stressful time of life when children are figuring out more about themselves, learning more about each other and relationships in the world, and just kind of really finding, you know, the starts of their direction. And being an author for that age range can come with a lot of really special experiences and interactions with readers. So what is some of the feedback that you've gotten from readers or their families that you really cherish and look back on and think, I'm going to remember this forever?
Oh, wow. I've never thought of that in that capacity. I honestly love going in and presenting to kids and then getting to answer their questions and seeing their reactions and hearing what they think about reading. The coolest thing to me is when they're excited about reading, excited about writing, and want to do those things. And I just, like yesterday, I was talking to middle schoolers about writing, and they had the coolest questions. And you just knew that several of them were going to grow up to be these famous writers, you know? And then I was in an elementary school back in January, and those kids were just so excited just about the whole thing, about the process, about reading and writing. And their media center specialist was pulling out books as the kids were saying things, and they were getting so excited about checking out books. And that to me is just, that makes me feel good about not only children, but about the future and everything that they're going to do and accomplish. So just to be a part of that is so exciting.
I completely agree. And I think that's, like I said, something really special and that's easily cherished when you get to read and share your stories with young children. Do you do a lot of like going to schools and reading, or do you mainly just do kind of events and that kind of thing?
A little bit of both. It's hard because I still work full time. I am actually an eighth grade social studies teacher as well. So, you know, fitting that in with the schedule, though my principal's really supportive. So there were a couple of times where I had to get substitutes and, you know, to make things work. But we do it and it works out. So, you know, I get to do a few a year. And, you know, if I have, like I had to go to, it's very cool. I had to go to Raleigh this year and last year because the first two books in the middle grade series both won the top state award for children's literature. So that was really exciting. So thank you. So I had to take off and go to Raleigh and be part of that. So that's really neat to be able to, you know, combine both and have that support with the school and out in the community. So
I know you said that when, you know, when you were still writing the Thurston T. Turtle series, that your son was really helpful with that. Mm-hmm. So with the middle grade series and you being an eighth grade teacher, do you have kind of early readers or advanced readers or children in your family that you touch base with and they help you kind of collaborate on your story?
So, you know, I don't. But the first book I did get some feedback, or not feedback, but the reviews were from young people in that 8 to 12 range. So I did do that, but no, it's, you know, it's funny. Most of my critique partners, of course, are adults that also write similar, you know, genre. So it is kind of hard sometimes finding that voice. And it was, again, a slew of rejections, but really good feedback from agents and editors about where I needed to make some changes and adjustments. And voice was the big thing. And so, but once you get into that and you're going into schools and you're around it and go to libraries and continue to kind of immerse yourself in that voice and read lots of middle grade stuff, you know, the 8 to 12, you find that voice and then you kind of latch onto it and it kind of evolves and becomes part of you and your writing. So I'm grateful for that and for being able to find it, because I really do love writing the early readers and then the middle grade. So from anywhere from, you know, the 5 to 8, which is the Thurston T. Turtles, and then the 8 to 12. So it's a comfortable place for me. And I think because the message is always hope, and it no matter what happens in the stories or what goes awry, there's always that glimmer of hope in the end, or even throughout it, that makes kids feel good. And so I want to make them feel hopeful, and I want to make them want to read. So if I can be part of them being passionate about reading and somehow, you know, be that ray of hope in all the chaos, that's an amazing thing, to kind of a legacy to leave behind.
I completely agree. I think that's such a beautiful goal to have with your stories, and to have with you know, the readers who get to be a part of your life and you get to be a part of their life. And I think that's so special. So thank you for sharing that with me and with all of our listeners out there. For all of your books, they can all be found on your website, right?
Yeah,
And
and there's the links to be able to,
right.
you know, buy however you want to buy, wherever you want to buy them. You know, it's you can click through to whichever you prefer.
Right. Amazon, Barnes and Noble. And then for your Thurston T. Turtle series, we also have that available on the JCP website as well and on our online bookstore. So any readers that want to get their hands on your books or share them with the children and their family can do it through your website, through our website, Amazon, any bookseller of choice. So like I said, we will make sure to leave links to your website and your social media, that kind of thing, in the description of our podcast episode. And thank you again for joining me and sharing all of these wonderful things with me about your stories and about your experience as an author.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And we'll catch you next time on Bookmarked.
Thank you, Draco. And thank you, Mickey, for taking the time to chat with us and share your story behind the stories with us and with our listeners. We here at JCP are so proud of you and all that you have going on. And just a side note about Thurston the Turtle series, that book was part of the book selection that was made from one of our local schools, and we were real excited about that. So congratulations, Mickey, on your other books and your series, and I know our listeners will want to buy your book. So it was just terrific hearing your story and sharing your works with us. So again, thank you. And thank you all out there for tuning in to this week's podcast. And check out our book blog on Bookmarked. And we hope to see you next week.